WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. And I have a very interesting show for you today. If you have been listening to me for several weeks now, you know I like variety. I like to do things a little differently. And today is my birthday. I'm a big fan of celebrating your successes and celebrating your special days. And so I'm going ahead and celebrating my birthday with you. What could be better than that? I'm excited. You know what could be better than that? Celebrating it with you and my co-host today. And he's probably going to be very upset to hear me call him a co-host because I mentioned when I asked him to come on that he'd be more of a producer, you know, behind the scenes, helping like he does so much as my tech guru with all things audio and video. But no, I'm going to call him an official co-host. Welcome, Ed Farmer. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Heather. It's great to be on the show. Happy birthday. Glad I'm spending the time with you.
Me too. So full disclosure, friends, Ed, yes, he is my tech guru. He is the guy who makes me sound and look good on my videos and in all of my programs, things like this radio show and out there on the stage when I do speaking engagements. But he also is my new husband. Hi, hubby.
Hey, wifey.
So I, like I mentioned, love birthdays and celebrating. So what we're going to do for this show is we are going to celebrate the humanity of sales with stories and examples. The first time that I did a solo show, the first show to kick off this radio show, I really spent more time on the back end of the stats and all of that fun stuff because sometimes people need that proof in the numbers. But my preference is to share stories because I believe that stories engage us, they touch our hearts, and they are the things that we remember. And so a couple of things that we'll talk about today, a couple of things that Ed and I were actually chatting about earlier today. So I happen to love Delta Airlines. They are my go-to at all times because I believe that they function on the humanity of sales philosophy. They have a mission. They follow it. They take care of their people. They take care of their customers. They do an amazing job of making things right when things do happen to go wrong. But for the most part, I think they go wrong a lot less than other organizations, in particular, other airlines. I love you all, airlines, but my heart is with Delta. Now, we were chatting this morning with Ease. If you are going to follow the humanity of sales philosophy, one thing that you want to do if you're thinking about differentiating yourself is to think about how can you make the interactions that your customer has with you easier. We live in a noisy world. We all have a million things going on. And if you can make the experience pleasurable and easy, more people are going to want to do business with you. Now, Ed was mentioning, Ed, please do not use names because we don't do that here. We only use names of the companies that we love to highlight. But Ed had a different experience. Would you like to share what happened for you with your app experience with another airline?
Absolutely, sure. Well, I'm getting ready to have a little father-son weekend, and Jesse gave me a shout out to send him the flight tickets, of course, the information. So I said, well, that should be easy enough. I'll go on the app and I will shoot it over to him. So I get on the app, I start to look it up, and there's nothing that shows my reserved flight. So I'm hunting all over through the app. It's just impossible to find it. I was spent about 30 minutes. Well, luckily I'd printed it out. So of course, now comes the old-fashioned version. Here's two pictures that I'm going to send to him via text to so he'll have the information. So it's just never easy for some reason, even though I'm pretty good at technical stuff.
You're very good at technical stuff. But when you showed me this app, I immediately knew what was wrong. And it's nothing that you did wrong. What I mean, what was wrong was with the way this organization was presenting itself. The first thing when you showed me your app, what did we see? We saw an ad
Yes,
for
what it
how
was.
you could buy more flights. Get this great deal, and here's where you press the button. Super easy to spend more money with them. But then I said, hey, check out what Delta does. And I went into my Delta app. First thing you could see was the flight that I have coming up to take me to do a leadership retreat in Iowa. Right away, the next thing I have going on is right there in the Delta app. Everything that I need is at my fingertips. Right away, because they know that I'm a busy girl and I've got things to do and I want my life to be easy. So, my first tip for you is to make things easy for your customers.
Yes.
Now, the other thing that we talk about a lot here on the humanity of sales has to do with how are you thinking about something bigger? Something bigger than you, something bigger than even your team or your company. How are you thinking of that bigger purpose and incorporating it into what you do? And so I want to give you a couple of examples. Driving on 17, and I saw a big billboard about kindness that had Dolly Parton's face on it. And I happen to be a big Dolly Parton fan because I think that not only is she incredible as her talent, but she's also an incredible business person with a huge heart. She is someone who is constantly doing things to give back to the community. So one of the things that this billboard said something about find the good in everybody. So that's like the second thing I want you to think about. How can we shift our focus from what's going wrong to what's good or what's going right? I liked that. But when I mentioned the billboard to Ed, you were also bringing up that there are some other people, like Dolly is, I think she donated $1 million to help people in Tennessee and Western North Carolina who experienced devastation from our recent hurricane. And so, Ed, you heard about something else going on, right?
Yeah, while we were talking about it, I had heard a lot of other country artists, particularly them. I don't know why, but maybe because it's closer to their roots than it happened in North Carolina and the South here. But a lot of them were putting on concerts. They were helping people donate stuff. Some of them canceled their concerts for the duration of time so that they could go and help and get supplies out to these people that have been devastated by this hurricane. It was amazing.
And I like that what you mentioned there is that sometimes we have this agenda and we think we have to follow this agenda at all costs. And I'm a very action-oriented person and I have my agendas, right? I've got my goals and my things that I take action on, and it's part of what makes my business successful. But sometimes we have to see what's right in front of us. We have to
You
see
certainly do.
the situation, the person that is right in front of us, and not be so focused on what's in our head, our to-do list, that we fail to see the opportunity to make a connection, to do something good that's right here, right now. So thank you, Ed, for bringing that up. I really do appreciate that.
No
Now,
problem.
we're going to switch for a moment because I was born in New Jersey. So we're talking about the South now. We're talking about the Carolinas. We're talking about Tennessee and country music. Well, I'm going to shift us, stay in the land of music, but shift us to New Jersey because that's where I was born. And
Jersey girl.
I'm a Jersey girl, and I do also have a fondness for 80s hair bands. So my dance career was during the 80s, primarily into the 90s, but during the 80s. And I will say that I love that stuff. So who do you think I might be fond of? Ed, do you know?
It might be Bon Jovi.
Yeah, you know, it's Jon Bon Jovi. He's awesome. Not only is he amazing in his music, but something I wanted to point out that they do that relates directly to the humanity of sales. Jon Bon Jovi, he is a New Jersey native, but he's been serving the local communities in Jersey, and his mission is to break the cycle of hunger, poverty, and homelessness. And that is a foundation that they put together, and that's their mission. And his wife, I don't know if you know her, Dorothea Hurley, came up with the idea of the Jon Bon Jovi Soul Kitchen. It's a community kitchen that serves farm-to-table meals to paying and in-need customers. So the menus don't have prices. The paying customers, if you have the ability to do it, right, you pay for your meal and then you have a pay it forward option so that others in the community who do not have the money, maybe some homeless or some people who are just struggling, can come in and get the same service, can get the same meals, but not have to worry or have any stigma attached to it. It's a way to give, to be surrounded by people who are of the same philosophy. And the restaurant locations have served, I believe, over 150,000 meals since they've opened. And it's really an amazing concept. So I just want to do a shout out to Soul Kitchen. Now,
Way to go,
since
Soul Kitchen.
Little Soul Kitchen. Now, since we're talking about music with Dolly and some of these other country music contributors, and then we moved to a little bit of rock with Bon Jovi, I'm going to do something that is going to embarrass Ed
Oh,
greatly. Oh no, he's ready to kill me, but that's okay. He makes a habit of being ready to kill me on the regular. Or maybe I make
no,
a
come
habit
on.
of doing things that make him want to kill me. But so Ed is a musician. The last thing before we go to a quick commercial break that I want to talk about is the importance in business to make sure to remember what energizes you, that thing that you're passionate about. If we can bring that into our businesses and do things that we love, energy seeps out, flows out of you into everyone that you touch. That's part of the humanity of sales because we have to fill our wells so that we are better. We show up whole and we are able to let the things that are positive flow out of us. A couple of episodes ago, we had the Women Lifting Women show, and we had a conversation. Jess Kern had brought it up from Interior Vision Designs, and then the rest of the women on the show were talking about this concept of whatever is inside of you is what flows out when you get stressed out, right? So we want to make sure to fill ourselves with positive energy and goodness and to follow your passion. Ed, what's your passion?
Well, I think everybody knows it's music, playing
How long have
guitar
you
and
been playing
bass
music?
since I was a little guy.
So you are you. I'll let you talk because I talk too much. Just a little bit about your area of specialty, your instruments that you prefer.
Started off with guitar when I was very young, I think preteen, and after a couple of years of that, I started picking up the bass. Took several lessons with that and just progressed in it. I just love playing the bass and been in a lot of bands throughout my career in the music business, if you want to call it that, but a lot of local bands, a lot of cover bands and stuff like that. I write a lot of originals myself and just love to play. There's always a guitar like within arm's length of wherever I am.
Oh, well, how wonderful. Now it's officially your fault for saying that. Ed,
Oh no.
do you have a guitar within arm's length of you right now?
I just might.
Okay, so would you allow me to put you on the spot to play a little something to take us out into our commercial break, and then make sure everyone to keep listening and to come back on the other side of the break to hear some great additional stories and suggestions how you too can incorporate the humanity of sales into your business and your life. Ed, I would love to hear some music. Are you
All right.
ready?
Well, let's do it.
My name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. Oh my gosh, I did not know that Ed was also going to play me a little birthday tune. So thank you for that gorgeous song that took us out to the break, and my happy
Certainly.
birthday celebration song that brought us back in. You're the
That's right.
best. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
So, I want to give a couple of examples before we close out, a couple of examples of some great stories from my upcoming book called Finding Humanity: The Evolution of Sales. This book is launching Thanksgiving week, a book launch with all the contributing authors on November 26th. If you're interested in learning more about how you can attend that fun and fabulous book launch, let me know. Send me a message to Heather at thehumanityofsales.com, and I will send you an invitation and the link so that you can join in that book launch. It is going to be so much fun. I have 40, 40 contributing stories from amazing business people, authors, successful individuals who have incorporated the concepts in the humanity of sales into their businesses, and you'll see how it has come back to them. So before I jump into a couple of examples from the book, Ed, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I just think that any helps when people communicate with you. You know, you could be upset about a particular way that the job is going or something's being handled and whatnot. But I've just always found that if you communicate with the person, good or bad, it's just always made the biggest difference in the world to how they'll respond to you later. They'll probably call you back if they need the work done again, or they'll just like you because you were so honest with them and what their problem was. So.
Ed, that's it right there. I think that the biggest issue that people have is that if something's going wrong, they just feel badly, or maybe they don't have an answer yet, so they clam up. They don't say anything because they don't have the perfect response. But what you hit on is a key differentiator in the humanity of sales. It's communicate anyway. during all
Exactly.
of that. And that's going to make a world of difference to people in building that relationship that will cause them to come back, become loyal customers, and go out and tell other people to become your customers. And this is where the profit comes in, right? This is where, when we do the right things, it comes back in the form of profitability. Now, I'll tell one story first. So, I have a gentleman called Joe Fajol. He is one of the contributors in Finding Humanity, The Evolution of Sales, the book. He opened the doors of Ethos Event Collective with a mission to use purposeful planning to achieve meaningful results. The whole concept of it involves finding creative ideas grounded in strategy and purpose to drive more profitable and meaningful results long after an event is over. I love that one because so often we are focused on the ROI of an event. You know, as someone who is a keynote speaker by profession, I get events. I do events all the time. This is the life that I lead. And some people really know how to do events well, and some people could use a couple of tips from someone like Joe Fajol from Ethos Event Collective. It's an awesome story. I also had Kristen, I call her Kiki Wilkinson, who was with Airbnb. And she did a great job of telling that the main thing that drew her to working with Airbnb early in her career was their commitment to their mission of helping people belong anywhere. Because when you do the right things, when you have a philosophy of leading with the humanity in sales, you're drawing top talent. And so while she worked at Airbnb, there were so many times when they talked about challenging things that happened in the world and how that they could make a difference, from supporting refugees to running bone marrow donor drives to supporting the individuals in and outside of the organization. And it had a profound impact on her. I also wanted to mention one other one. This is a fun one. Brian Rutberg is his name, and he considers himself a hippie with an MBA. So he's a consultant who helps businesses to incorporate a little bit more love into their organizations, which to me speaks to the humanity of sales. There's a trend away from human connection that hurts organizations and individuals, and the human desire to offer service first and worry about results later shouldn't be overlooked. You know, it's not sustainable when you don't take that into consideration. So, building relationships is not just a feel-good concept, it has tangible benefits. You know, so he says, Brian says that when you're facing challenges or setbacks, it's that strong foundation of trust and understanding that allows patience and faith for effective problem solving and resolution. It's a big cycle of this is how we want to do business. And if you view profit as a result, not the goal, that's going to serve you. Seek to serve a million customers, and your $1 million are going to follow. I like that one from Brian as well. What do you think about these, Ed?
Wow, these are all fantastic. By the way, you always mention what everybody else is doing, but maybe you should let everybody know what you do when you're not on the radio.
I guess that's a good idea, Ed. I can't turn purpose into profit if I never let anybody know.
Exactly.
Okay, listeners, for those of you who are curious who Heather is, I am a keynote speaker, I'm an author, and a coach. And what I do is, for the most part, I work with leaders, sales professionals, and entrepreneurs who are looking to make a big transformation in their lives and their businesses. I'm one of those crazy people who actually likes to speak in front of audiences. So I spend a good portion of my time speaking at national sales conferences, leadership events, association events. So if you happen to know of anyone who is having a big event and you want to motivate the audience to action and to engage them and energize them, let me know. You can reach out to me at Heather at thehumanityofsales.com. Thanks, Ed.
Excellent, excellent. Now we all know what you do.
So I
That's
want to
great.
draw you back in, Ed, because I know how much you love this. And I want to ask you what Ed rides the motorcycle. And we took a motorcycle ride down to Georgetown. And there was a gentleman named Kim who owns a house there who is an absolute great guy. And he does his house up for Halloween like you would not believe. But he does it out of the kindness of his heart. He loves when people come, they take pictures there, they get a laugh, they get a scare out of it. He doesn't ask for tips. He doesn't ask for any of that. He'll say no if you offer it to him. It's purely out of the kindness of his own heart. Ed, what did you think about that?
I thought it was amazing. First of all, we've seen this now a couple of years, and he just has more Halloween stuff in his yard than I've ever seen anywhere in my life. When you talk to him about it, I mean, he's incredibly passionate about it. And even some new things that he had that were gigantic. A giant pirate ship is in his front yard. You can't imagine. If anybody's around Georgetown, South Carolina, you got to go see this place. It really is. Too bad we can't show them a picture right now of this
Oh, I
place.
know the downfall of radio, but there's so many good parts of radio. So make sure, folks, that you share that the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit radio show happens every Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on Hot Talk 99.5. Come back each week and we will share stories. We will highlight, we'll shine a light on those organizations that are doing good things for their people, for their customers, and for our community. Did you catch the extra Humanity of Sales show this morning? It was a great one. Unfortunately, it was supposed to be aired last week and there was a technical issue. Gotta tell you, that was a lesson in patience. But on this birthday show, remember, you're never too old to learn a valuable life lesson. If you missed it, listen in again next week at 10 a.m. We had Josh Gertzog of Grand Strand Answers talking about how the Go Giver book helped his marketing business. And we had one of the co-authors of that very book, Bob Berg. The Go Giver has sold well over 1 million copies for a reason. People are starting to understand the power of these humanity-focused concepts. Yes, we discussed the foundation of doing good, but one thing I want to point out, Bob shares that there is a business model for this. There's a reason. There's profitability when you come from this people.